Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another program, examination of an article with the News and Focus program. I'm looking at an article entitled 19 Facts About Abortion in America That Should Make You Very Sick. Every single day, a silent horror kills more Americans than were killed on 9/11. Every single year, this silent horror kills about as many Americans as have been killed on all the battlefields in all of the wars in U.S. history combined. The silent horror is called abortion, and it is a national disgrace. Overall, more than 50 million babies have been slaughtered since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. We have become a nation with so little regard for human life that nobody even really talks about that much about this issue anymore. But the truth is that it is at the very core of what is wrong with America. So now let me give you 19 facts. This is coming to an article from us on the American Dream. EndOfTheAmericanDream.com, EndOfTheAmericanDream.com, and the 19 facts begin with number one. There have been more than 53 million abortions performed in the United States since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. Fact number two. When you total up all forms of abortion, including those caused by the abortion drug RU486, the grand total comes to more than a million abortions performed in the United States every single year. Fact number three, the number of American babies killed by abortion each year is roughly equal to the number of U.S. military deaths that have occurred in all the wars that the United States have been involved in combined. Fact number four, approximately 3,000 Americans lost their lives as a result of destruction of the World Trade Center on 9/11. Every single day, more than 3,000 American babies are killed by abortion. Fact number five, it has been reported that a staggering 41% of all New York City pregnancies end in abortion. Fact number six, according to Pastor Childress, approximately 52% of all African American pregnancies now end in abortion. Did you hear that number? That is a startling number. Over half. Fact number seven. One very shocking study found that 86% of all abortions are done for the sake of convenience. 86%. Fact number eight. According to the Guttmacher, that's spelled Guttmacher Institute, the average cost of a first trimester abortion at the 10-week mark is $451. Fact number nine, the average cost of a vaginal birth with no complications in the United States is now over $9,000. Fact number 10, a Department of Homeland Security report was released in January 2012, says that if you are anti-abortion, you are a potential terrorist. Did you hear that? Well, join me. Join me in becoming a potential terrorist. The Department of Homeland Security report that was released in January 2012 says that if you are anti-abortion, you are a potential terrorist. Unfortunately, there have also been other government reports that have also identified anti-abortion protesters as potential threats. Fact number nine. A while back, one Philadelphia abortionist was charged with killing seven babies that were born alive, but witnesses claim that he actually slaughtered hundreds of living, breathing, newborn children by severing their spinal cords or slitting their necks. Fact number 12. Some abortion clinics have been caught selling aborted baby parts to medical researchers. Fact number 13. Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sagger once said the following: "The most merciful thing a family does to one of its infants' members is to kill it." Fact number 19. In a 1922 book entitled Women, Morality, and Birth Control, Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger wrote, "Birth control must lead ultimately to a cleaner race." Fact number 15. Planned Parenthood performs more than 300,000 abortions every single year. Fact number 16. Planned Parenthood specifically targets the poor. A staggering 72% of all Planned Parenthood customers have incomes that are either equal to or below 150% of the federal poverty level. Fact number 17. There are 30 Planned Parenthood executives that make more than $200,000 a year. A few of them make more than $300,000 a year. Fact number 18. Planned Parenthood received more than $487 million from the federal government during the year 2010. Fact number 19. The following is one description of the five steps of partial birth abortion. Number 1. Guided by ultrasound, the abortionist grabs the baby's legs with forceps. Number 2. The baby's leg is pulled out in the birth canal. Number 3. The abortionist delivers the baby's entire body except for the head. Number 4. The abortionist jams scissors into the baby's skull. The scissors are then opened to enlarge the skull. Number 5. The scissors are removed and a suction catheter is inserted. The child's brains are sucked out, causing the skull to collapse. The dead baby is then removed. So we're left with this staggering question: how can we murder our own children? Unfortunately, there are organizations out there such as Planned Parenthood that spend millions upon millions of dollars trying to convince the American people that abortion is okay. So I'm left with this question for you: how can you ever, for the rest of your life, enter into a voting booth and vote for anyone that isn't pro-life? How can you ever, at any given time, for the rest of your life, ever vote for a candidate that isn't pro-life? How can you be pro-gospel and not be pro-life? How can you be pro-gospel and not be pro-life? Don't you see the connection? Has the God of this world so blinded your thinking through the propaganda of the secular, progressive, humanistic media that you don't see the connection? That if you're pro-gospel, you must be pro-life. You don't have a choice. You can't say you're a follower of Jesus Christ and be anything other than pro-life. If these 19 facts didn't make you sick, if you were not repulsed by the last description that I read to you, then number 1, I did a terrible job articulating this. Or number 2, you're not saved. Thanks for listening.